Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, we speak to people making a difference in Bedford County. Now, here's our host, Lloyd Roach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you, and welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program over News Talk 98.7 FM and 1310 AM WBFD. This morning's program is brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. Our guest this morning is Luke Brick from Bedford County Young Life. This is a fascinating organization. I've never met Luke until this moment. This is not just a local Bedford County church group. This is an international organization. I'm going to get Luke to tell us about it. First of all, good morning, Luke, and thank you very much, and welcome to Bedford County Speaks. Nice to see you.
Good morning. Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So you were telling me this thing's all over the world.
Yes,
it is. Tell me how it works.
Yeah, so Young Life is in over 117 countries. It's in all 50 states, and we have, you could look at it as a chapter here in Bedford County, and we started that chapter. My wife and I came here in 2020. Young Life has been moving and grooving here in Bedford County since 2015, so it's been about 11 years, if my math's correct.
I'm a young person in this county. What exactly attracts me to this particular organization? I understand you are also a product of it.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about how a young person, and how young does a young person have to be to get started?
Right. So Young Life overall has multiple facets of where we serve young adults and young students. They can go as low as middle school, which is called Wildlife, WYLD, so it's a little bit for their name. And then we also have high school Young Life, and that's where we have in Bedford County. We have Young Life moving in Bedford School District, but also in Everett School District. And so they will hear about it and are interested in it because it's something that they can do, it's something that's safe, it's fun, and it gives them some a sense of purpose. At the end of the day, what we do and why we do it is so that we can share who Jesus is and what he has to do in their life.
Right. Do you ever get any resistance from schools around the country about coming into school or maybe approaching their children or their students? And how do you handle that?
Right. That's a great question. So what I really like to do is build a relationship with the school system. And so I do that. I'm a middle school track coach. I'm a substitute teacher. I help, like here this year, I'm going to help proctor some AP exams. Like I do anything I can to serve the school district first. Build a relationship with the principal, build a relationship with teachers, and have a good rapport so that when we do have Young Life, they know that it's not just myself coming in trying to step on toes or trying to be a bother, but it's someone that loves the school first and wants to love students and be the best mentor and encourager as I can with myself and also our team of leaders, too, to be able to do that.
You sound to me like a little bit like the Christian Boy Scouts.
Sure. Yeah, right.
So because you have the same kind of values, same kind of get the kids out and so forth. What kind of activities do they do?
So we have two activities that we do weekly. We have a Monday night event, and that's what's called Campaigners. And Campaigners is a time where students that want to go deeper, want to know what does Scripture say? How do we read it? How do we understand it? And what can this do in my life? That's where we go a little bit deeper. And then Club, it's not an event you get to sign up for. You just come as you are, and it's for anybody. And for us, grades 9 through 12. And so Club is our event where there's fun and games. I like to call it controlled chaos. And we just have a time where kids can be kids, and they can enjoy themselves. They can play games. We listen to music. And then every single time, we have a club talk at the end where it's about 10 minutes from myself or one of our leaders that share about who Jesus is.
You know, when I was a kid, I was a member of something called the Catholic Youth Organization, and we just don't have these kind of things anymore.
Right.
Young people today are involved in so much garbage coming in over their iPhones and their smartphones and television sets. And so this is really a bulwark, isn't it? I mean, somebody's got to tell them.
Right, very much so.
So it seems to me like Young Life is doing that.
Yeah.
So in addition to the programs, you actually have one-on-one with these young people
as
well?
We do, yeah. And so at the heart of our mission, we want to build relationships with students. And that starts with just showing up at a football game, showing up at a soccer game. I was just invited. A student said, hey, Luke, I've got a soccer game this Sunday at 1 o'clock. Would you want to come? And I said, yeah, sure, I'd love to be there. And so I got to go and support him as he got to play soccer. So we care for students not because they show up at our events, but because they're people in our mind are people that God created, and so we want to share in their life first, and we want to give over to them show how much we care before they even know it. And then they'll start to come to Young Life and have a ability there, which is fun.
It sounds like you're well entrenched there, and that's terrific. And I'm wondering, how do the kids first react when you approach them?
Sure.
Because they may be coming from Christian households, or they may not. So,
right.
How do you handle that?
Yeah. So I'll talk about 5 years ago when I first moved here. Out of town, nobody knew me. They don't know my last name. And
believe me, I know the feeling.
Right. Right. And so it was an interesting time because we just kept on coming around. And so the more that you're around, the more that you show up, the more that people become more familiar and know who you are and what you're about. And so that was just the ability of being faithful and consistent. And that proved to be one of the best strategies that we were able to do of just continually being on their turf at the school, at the concerts, at the games. And so we built rapport and relationship through consistency.
You seem to have a little bit of a network as well. Mm-hmm. You have other young people or in schools or the other professionals, or how's it work?
Right. Yeah, so we've got a couple different networks. So we have, as an area director, we have leaders that come alongside of us. And so we have 8 other leaders. And those are moms that are, have kids, they're dads, they are college age students, they're full-time workers. So all different stages of life. And most have been impacted with Young Life in some way, shape, or form. And then also we have what's called a committee, a group of adults that support me in the back. Young Life is a nonprofit, so we have to raise all the funds to be able to operate, to be paid, to be on insurance, to do all the things. And so Young Life has a committee of adults in the community that know Bedford really well, support Bedford, and then give connections and help to pray for, love, and then connect the community to Young Life.
Would you say your local organization is a chapter of the larger group?
Correct.
Is that what they call them?
Chapters? I would say, yeah.
So does every chapter have to be self-sustaining?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow, what a job.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Tell me about it.
So no one from on high is sending you a check every month.
Right, right. You can give them a call if you want.
I say, where is on high, by the way? Is there a headquarters?
Yes, there is. Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Colorado Springs, really.
Yeah. So that's where our headquarters is.
So was it a ski lodge or where?
Right, yeah. It's high up in the mountains.
Yeah, great. Well, you've been here 11 years, according to your notes here, and what's your 11 years been like? Do you feel like you've gotten somewhere? Obviously, you are. You're still here.
Right. So. Yeah, right. Yeah, God has ups and downs, and I would say, so Young Life has been here 11 years. Myself and my wife, we've been here for 5. Mm-hmm. And so we've seen a lot of growth, and God says is when it's time to see growth. Mm-hmm. For instance, a couple years ago, we maxed out at a club number around 70 kids, 70 students that were coming around between Bedford and Everett High School, and that was so fun to watch them grow. And this time, this year though, it's been a little bit lower of maybe 40 kids, and that's okay. We don't show up because of how many kids are there. We show up because we feel called to be in the ministry and do what we do.
I interviewed some months ago a group from the 4-H here.
Yeah.
And the 4-H is not dissimilar to what you're doing. They're not by design a Christian organization, but it just so happens that most of the people in the 4-H are Christian. And we talk a lot about that and how the cohesiveness of that organization built around agriculture also works around their faith.
Right.
So is there any kind of a theme you guys have? I mean, was it born of agriculture or some other basis that Young Life start from, or how did it start?
Yeah, so Young Life started back in 1941 by a guy named Jim Rayburn, and so he just had a heart for students. He saw, which I see today all the time, is that their church was planted right across the street from a high school, but they never saw any high school students come in, and they asked the question why, and so he started praying that Young Life Young Life didn't have the name at that point, but that Young Life would become what it is today. And so His first idea was just go be with the high school students. And so he did. And that's where the Young Life started. And that's what we're continuing to do today, because we can't expect students just to walk into our door or walk into a church. But if we start to become relationally known with them, and if we know who they are and what they're about, their likes and their dislikes, they have a more of an opportunity to trust what we're telling them.
So we made a sales call.
Right. Right. Very much so.
I tell our people at the radio station all that. I said, they're not coming to you. You have to go to them.
Exactly right.
Well, this is interesting. Our guest today is Luke Bricker. He is the area director for the chapter here in Bedford County of Bedford County Young Life. And we're hearing the fascinating story about really offering alternatives to these young people. Now, I open up my iPhone every day, and I just hate what I see on there.
Yeah.
I mean, you go to any news platform, anything, you have, and there's clearly a discrimination against Christianity in these
right.
things. I see it all the time. So when the students finally get it, do you find really a little bit of evangelism going on among each other? Is
yeah.
that working at all?
Yeah, it is. And yeah. so that's really at the heartbeat of Young Life, and yeah. that's what our campaigner group is about. So we encourage students. The best way I tell students that they can grow in their faith is just to give their life away. And giving their life away consists of telling students about the gospel, following Matthew 28 and the Great Commission. And that just gives them the ability to really know Jesus and trust him for what he has in store for their life. And with that, you know, you do see a lot of life change of, like you said, with phones. And I think that's it's a huge deterrent for a growth is the time that is spent on phones and the time spent doom scrolling or just bed rotting, as the kids like to call it these days. And so,
what do they call it?
Bed rotting. Right. You can probably imagine what that is. And so watching kids just give their life away to that just causes anxiety, nervousness, depression even sometimes. And so we give them, or Jesus gives them, an alternative. John 10:10 says the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came to give life and life to the full. And so we get to share that full life with them.
I'll bet you've learned a new language, too, working
right.
with teenagers.
Right.
I know they have their own language.
Yeah.
We all did when we were kids, you know.
Yep.
But of course, I've lost a long time ago trying
right.
to figure out. But I just learned something from here. Head rotting, okay.
Right, right.
But beside that sort of thing, I guess you really do have to speak in their vernacular mm-hmm. or you're dead. You
right.
have to know what you're doing.
Very
right?
much so, yeah.
So you do that by going and speaking to them, I
right.
assume.
Yeah. yeah, and being with them. Yeah, I'm with, especially nowadays, I'm at the track every single day from 3 to 5. And so I see students for 2 hours every day at minimum for the week. And it's such a blessing in my life that they trust me to be heard, to be a voice that they can listen to and speak. And not only me, but also our leaders as well.
Tell me a little bit about your background. Mm-hmm. You said you were from Dayton, Ohio. Is that
from
correct?
Dayton? Yep.
Yeah. You said a town near Xenia.
Yeah, it's a small right. small town called Brookville, Ohio.
Yeah. All I think most people in the East, all they know about Xenia is they have these incredible storms.
Right. Right.
Tornadoes
yeah, yeah, yeah.
and things.
Yep.
But aside from the storms, I know it's a beautiful area.
Yeah.
I was through there recently. I told
right.
you I'm a ham radio operator, and they have a huge hamvention there every year.
Yes.
In fact, they're going to go there in 2 weeks. It starts
Very
in
good.
2 weeks. Yeah. So anyway. So you grew up in that area. How did you get involved in this personally?
Yeah. So I grew up in the church, and I had one older brother, and he found Young Life. And so through a friend of his that is actually running, Young Life is running at his house. And so my brother got invited and said, you know, you should come along. And so I did, you know, as any younger brother would do, he followed his older brother to the end of the world. And so I fell in love with Young Life. I had such a great experience. And I actually, that's the way I met Jesus. And that's the first time I had an interaction that changed my life. And so through that, I then continued to go to Young Life the rest of my high school career, was a volunteer leader all through college, actually graduated with my accounting degree, and so worked as an accountant for a little bit after college, and then God called me into the ministry of Young Life to do it full time. And so leaving accounting was hard. It was not the easiest choice. Stable job, good money, but when God calls you into something, you say yes, and then just keep running towards it.
Well, I can't think of a better use of accounting skills than
right.
a nonprofit organization.
Right. Yeah,
most
it's very
of the nonprofits
helpful.
I know barely know how to count. So
right.
it's great
right.
you did that. You mentioned that you were a substitute teacher.
Yeah.
So did you go to school for teaching as well?
I did not, no. Yeah. So just in this area, just requires a bachelor's degree,
okay.
and then you have the emergency permit.
Right.
So some classes I got to
okay,
take.
Okay, so let's use that here. Yeah,
yeah.
Some schools are
yeah,
the
a
masters,
little bit different.
Everything else in that stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Our guest is Luke Bricker of the Bedford County Young Life, and we're here in the... I just want to give these Hebrews a plug here. We use their back dining room here, so we try. I buy coffee. It helps. Luke, you obviously are very sincere about this. And do members of your organization end up in the clergy?
That's a great – yeah. From what I can think about, two people stand out, and two men stand out in my mind. And so they've kind of followed the path that God has in store for them.
Right.
But a lot of times we get to hear students that say, hey, I want to go in youth ministry. Would you pray about this with me? Or, hey, I think God's called me into full-time pastoralship. Would you pray about that? And the answer is always yes. Like, it's so amazing. And so if I can just rub shoulders and have an interaction with someone that wants to go in ministry or that God decided to use Young Life to be a part of that, then I think that's going to be – that's well worth our time here.
Our guest is Lou Bricker, and when we come back, we're going to learn about what it's like for these guys to walk into a school and say, "Hi, I'm with Young Life," when Bedford County Speaks continues.
This is Greg Krug of Lampire Biological Laboratories. You're listening to Bedford County Speaks on FM 98.7 and 1310 AM WBFD.
Today's Bedford County Speaks is presented as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association. BCDA President Jen Marsh, along with her professional staff, are building new business, residential, and outdoor recreation opportunities in Bedford County. BCDA builds business parks and fully operational building sites, such as the newly opened Rural Electric Cooperative Operations Center in Business Park 1, or site-ready locations in Business Park 2. In addition to excellent locations for business and industry, BCDA builds relationships that have added millions of dollars and thousands of jobs to Bedford County. BCDA represents a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org.
Now let's return to Lloyd and his guest on Bedford County Speaks.
Our guest this morning is Luke Bricker of Bedford County Young Life, and we're learning about his organization, and specifically his chapter here in Bedford County. Luke is the area director for Young Life, and I have a question for you, Luke. When you walk into the first school, and I assume you deal with more than one school, what's the immediate reaction? Oh, my gosh, you know, it's a God squatter or something like that. What's it like?
Right. That's a great first interaction. I think that's sometimes some kids' response, yeah. And that's okay. Most of the time, because we know students at this point, it's, "Hey, Luke, great to see you," or, "Hey, Mr. Bricker." Like, sometimes they like to call me by, like, substitute or teacher name, coach, right. Things like that. But usually it's a good response because we have relationships and know students. But when I first came here, or my experience in the past, the fear and the anxiety of, like, even for myself, walking into a school that I didn't go to a town that I didn't grow up in. And so why do I have any say in these kids' lives? Why does God have me here? So the fear and anxiety can definitely overtake, and that's what I tell our new leaders. But if God's called you into it, he's going to equip you through it. So lots of good responses from kids at this point now, that they know us and they see us as people that care for them. But and that it can look like, who are these people? And why are these older adults in this school that aren't teachers or aren't coaches that they know of, at least? But since we've stepped into those roles in some scenario, they know us as safe adults in the community, which is fun.
I think a lot of people equate that with the evangelists we see from time to time.
Right.
The Mormons are very active here mm-hmm. in Bedford County, so
right.
it's not unusual to see them at your front door
right.
in pairs to introduce you to their particular concept of Christianity. And that, to me, has got to be the toughest sale in the world, because
right.
they go all over the place doing
right.
those households one at a time.
They're right.
total strangers. And I know they're trained for it and all
yeah.
that. Because I remember when Mitt Romney was running for president, he said, "Running for president is nothing compared to what I used to do when I was 21.
Right, right.
And I think that's what he meant. I think yeah. he was bad. So I wonder if that's difficult for your students, for the,
yeah.
for the children or kids, I should call them, young people, coming in and doing the same thing you're doing.
Right.
You teach them how to do that, I assume.
Right. Yeah. yeah. Right. And so,
but it's got to come from inside, I understand.
It does. Right. Yeah. And so we have strategies and scenarios we can put kids into and give them advice on. But at the end of the day, it's what comes from inside and what God is doing through you. But I like to equate it as, we know students that the first thing, if I meet a new kid, say if I walk into the school today and I meet Tommy, my first reaction is, "Tommy, what do you like to do? What do you do for fun outside of school, outside of sports?" That's my first question I always ask kids. And I get to know them a little bit. I ask them if they have any siblings. Do they work anywhere? Do they drive? What kind of car do you drive? All these things to get to know them well. And I might not even talk about Jesus until I've met them 4, 5, 6 times. And so I'm not going to go into the school and say, "Hey, here's a Bible. This is why you should believe in Jesus." But I get to say, "I care for you as a person first."
So they might think you're an FBI agent before
right.
they learn all this other stuff.
they tell you, "Why do you ask so many questions?" Yeah, right. Right, because kids aren't used to that. But
right.
But I love to talk, and it's easy for me to ask questions.
Well, I know that you said that you don't have any particular denomination.
Correct.
But Are you able to straddle all the different Protestant denominations here? I mean, has that been difficult or easy?
Right. So, like I said earlier, we've got relationships in the school and we have relationships with churches. And so we have people that, churches that support us financially. We have churches that support us through prayer. And they're all different denominations, but we're after the same goal is that students know Jesus. And a lot of churches, as well as Young Life, sees the discrepancy between young adults and church attendance. And so the goal and the hope is after 4 years, if we meet a student in ninth grade and we get to walk with them through 12th grade, after 4 years, that student can have a lifelong relationship with Jesus and attend a church, right? Whether that's here in Bedford or wherever they end up. And so we have really great relationships with churches that we can connect them with someone that maybe their family church that they've gone to, or at the if they don't have any connection with a church, a lot of times we bring them with us. And over the years, we brought three, four, five students with us to church. And they just jump in the van with my wife and our kids.
Do you have any recommendations on colleges you'd like them to go to, or,
right.
or don't you deal with that?
Yeah, we always give ideas. I sent a school to my alma mater, or sent a kid to our alma mater last year, Cedarville University out in Ohio. Mm-hmm. We sent a kid to my wife's alma mater, Grove City, up in near Erie,
PA. That's an old one, right?
Right, yeah. And then on a selfish note, I always try to send kids to schools that have college Young Life. If they have college Young Life, I usually will know the area director there and can get them plugged in right away with a community that they can thrive in. And so they don't lose their faith.
I mean, you talk about the pits of Satan. That's a university today.
Right.
The competition there is brutal.
Right.
Because the faculty won't support this.
Right.
And if a young person has come out of your program already strong in their beliefs,
right.
have you ever lost any going after they go to school?
You know, I wish I had all.
It's happened with a lot of young people I know.
Yeah, I wish I had all the answers. And most of the time, I won't hear from students unless things are going well. You know, and then so I hear through the grapevine, so and so did this, or so and so is over this. But the joy of my life is that I trust in who Jesus is and that He's got a plan one way or another. And so those students that go off to college. Maybe get lost for a little bit, like we all do in some way, shape, or form. They can come back, and I love having those conversations with students that, why did I do this, or why did I have so much joy in sin, and why is there, why are these questions that are in my head running, and so how do I walk through that and answer those?
But some of these institutions today, especially the Ivies, are just blatantly anti-Christian. I mean, they even have demonstrations about it, and you know, that's stupid. You should know the real world,
right.
All the stuff that it's easy for young people to hear. And I know that when you build a foundation with these kids, they're a lot more resistant to
right.
it. But it must be extremely difficult
right.
for them.
Yeah, it's a lot of weight. It is especially on the shoulders of myself and our leaders. We put a lot of weight on ourselves for these kids to have a strong foundation. But more and more and more, we're not called to be the Holy Spirit. We're not called to be God. We're called to be faithful. And so God called us into it, and He'll equip us through it.
I mean, I looked and see what Charlie Kirk did in his life. An extraordinary accomplishment. He wasn't much older than you.
Correct.
And this guy has done, I mean, his impact was felt worldwide.
Yeah.
Not to mention the politicians who liked him. So you obviously you're well adjusted. You feel that this thing is going well for you.
I think so, yeah.
Tell me about your wife. You say she's in it too.
Yes, she is.
What's her name?
Yeah, so my wife's name's Sarah. Mm-hmm. We actually met through Young Life, and so we have a strong connection through that. And her and I are both on staff. She's now part-time. We have two children with us. I've got a 2.5-year-old Gideon, and I've got a 8-month-old now, Naomi.
Great name, though.
Yeah, right. Going with the biblical ones.
Yeah, you can tell we're chapter each one.
Right. We have a great family, and like we were talking about earlier, I love the slow pace of life that we can enjoy here in Bedford. But my wife is our rock and and she's just my everything, and I love everything about it. And that we get to do this ministry together.
Well, so good wives have a tendency to be that way,
right,
so that's
right.
Good for you. You're a lucky man. you said in your note to me that you're different from other youth groups, mm-hmm. and that's been demonstrated by what you've told me.
But, right.
Is there anything singular that you can think of that would point out and say, yeah, this really makes us different because, or
right.
is there something that you're doing or your group is doing that has been particularly effective?
Right. So the best thing that Young Life does, and I tell people all the time, I would be in ministry one way, shape, or form, but I chose to be in Young Life because of this reason. We build relationships with students. And so I don't have anything against youth groups. I helped at my youth group this past year. I was a youth pastor, or a pseudo youth pastor. And but from what I've seen growing up and what I've seen today, youth pastors and youth groups tend to say, come to my event, but then never show up in the kids' lives. And so what we do is that we are at the baseball games and the basketball games and the band concerts, and I help coach, and I show up. I invite them out to lunch or to coffee or whatever it is, and show up in their life to hear about them, not just to wait until Wednesday night or Sunday morning or whenever the kids will come to gather at youth group. But there's still a place and shape and form for youth group and for Young Life, and so we can work together.
Well, that's why I asked you about being in the clergy.
Yeah.
Because what you describe is what a good pastor does.
Right.
He's in the family.
Right.
I mean, really in the family.
Yeah.
He shows up at the front door.
Yeah, of course.
And that's obviously what you're doing, showing up at their front door,
right,
figuratively or literally.
Right.
But yeah, so I can see that you've been very successful with this. Our guest is Luke Bricker. He is with Bedford County Young Life, and we're talking about his, well, I guess I can call this a ministry of yours, right? So, what happens when you get to be older? Because you see you relate to the young people, but you know, if you get to be an old guy like me, then what happens?
Right. So the only requirements that I say to be a Young Life leader is that you love Jesus and you love kids.
Okay.
And so I'm almost 30. You know, it's really actually pretty old in the kids' eyes, which is funny to me. And so as I start to age, I start to leave their culture a little bit. I start to be called, like, looked up as a father figure maybe, or looked up as in a different way. And the same with our leaders as well. But I think that time is sweeter because kids don't need another friend in their life. They need a leader and someone that's going to guide them. And so if I can step into a role that's mentor, encourager, and guider rather than just friend, then I'm more than happy to do that. But I have a passion in my heart about young adults and young students. And so God's still going to equip me no matter what, no matter if I'm 60 or if I'm 28, almost 29 here soon. So,
well, for sure. And it's how you behave around your constituents is what is the key. You can be 95 years old, you could be hip.
Right.
I had an uncle who died in 94, and all of my grandchildren thought he was the coolest guy in the world, because he was to them, because he got into their area, he got into their world. A lot of older people want to do that.
Right.
Oh, you're on my day. We were
right. Yeah.
So it's good that you're related that way.
Right.
We just have a few minutes left. I want you to tell me a bit about how someone can get involved in this, and how they get to contact you, and kind of some of the nitty gritty stuff.
Sure. Yeah. So Young Life, we've got two ways to get in contact with us. There is an email for me is lbrick400@gmail.com. If you want to write
that
again,
nice and slow.
lbrick400@gmail.com. And, or you can look us up on Instagram. It's at Bedford YL for Young Life, YL, at Bedford YL.
That's great. Even I could do that.
Right. An easy memory. So those are two ways you can contact us. I feel like I'm pretty easy to find in general. And so if you have trouble with that, I'm sure someone around you or a church could get in contact with us.
Do other youth groups seek you out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. So
are you working with the 4-H or any of these people like that? Or?
Yeah, not working with 4-H right now currently, but through other youth groups, we've teamed up and say, you know, how can we get students to either be at Young Life or at youth group in one way, shape, or form, hearing the word of God. And so, like I said, a lot of churches support us. And so we have some, just really great relationship that they're able to support in the midst of just getting kids to know who Jesus is.
Well, I have some friends that live down in Man's Choice, and their church has a tremendous youth operation.
Right.
And they work on that all the time.
Right.
And of course, if you want to build your church, you got to go in young, because that's they're the leaders in a couple
Correct.
Of years. And it is a couple of years. You think it's just a long time, but it won't be. They're
it goes
there
too quick.
Soon, yeah. So, well, that's terrific. Did you give me a phone number? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Yep, 937-776-0995.
Okay. Luke Bricker is head of Bedford County Young Life. And Luke, I want to thank you very much for your joining us today in the Hebrews. which, by the way, this is a very interesting place. Do you know about this place at all?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, because Hebrews is a Christian operation.
Right.
Yeah.
So yes, I do.
And I thought, well, that's an interesting name for...
It's perfect timing.
Right. Yeah, so I thought, isn't that neat? Yeah, I like coming here. They're very nice to us here, so I appreciate it very much. Thank
of
you
course.
Very much for
yeah,
your time.
Thank you, Lloyd.
You've been a great guest.
I appreciate that. Thank you for having me.
We want to thank our guest, Luke Bricker of the Bedford County Young Life. This morning's program is brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org. This is Lloyd Roach. See you next Saturday. Until then, have a great week.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks over 98.7 FM and 1310 AM WBFD. The show is heard right here every Saturday at 8:30 AM. If you'd like to hear the program again, visit BedfordCountySpeaks.com. Join us next time for Bedford County Speaks.